Tonight's episode requires a trigger warning. Tonight we're going to be talking about the Japanese forest known as the Suicide Forest. It's going to be some discussion about suicide. We don't want this to trigger anyone who has gone through this in the past. Just know you're not alone, and if you do feel this way, please contact somebody, get in touch with somebody close to you, family, friends. If not, you can always call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. Warning, the following podcast contains explicit language which may be offensive to some viewers and or inappropriate for children. The content within this podcast is intended for mature audiences only.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
Here we go. Episode 102.
Woo!
Night of Living Dreads nice. Podcast. That's right. I'm Otis B. Dreads. We have Mrs. Dreads with us. How are you?
I am good.
You good? Awesome. We have Jack L. Monkey. We call him Mr. Monkey. That seems weird, but we'll do that. And of course, we have Tom Nally from Tom's World and Mr. Dom Two Books. How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
I'm okay. Oh, you weren't talking to me?
No, actually, that's the one person that we are missing. That being Mr. Don Black. He's MIA. He's probably lost in the chicken section somewhere.
I'm in the well again.
In the well again. I'll be damned.
Sitting Indian style eating friggin' chicken legs.
Right in the middle of the aisle.
In the aisle.
I can picture that. I can picture that. Let's start off with saying, hey, if you want to listen to this podcast, you can go to nightoftheLivingDreads.com. Dreads with no A. We're on Spotify. We're on Stitcher. We're over there. Facebook page. Facebook group. And let me go to Mr. Jack L. Monkey. Mr. Monkey, where can we get a mask? Man, you've had some really exciting things happening.
Hell yeah,
here
man!
Lately, man, tell us about that. Tell people where they can get a fucking mask.
Yeah, man, had my first time being a vendor at a market, man. We had a fucking blast. My wife and Sarah and I, so many awesome people in the community. I mean, it's just it was really cool to get out and meet other weirdos, other like-minded weirdos like ourselves.
Mary, so what I mean, do you think we
it
are?
Was, it was pretty awesome, man. We'll definitely. Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why I love you, fucking guys. I mean. Yeah,
I'm not fucking weird. Yeah, I'm pretty normal, bro. Come on.
You wouldn't be on this fucking podcast if you were normal, sir.
Damn right.
Two books.
Yeah, I mean, anybody wants a custom mask, hit me up. Nightmare Ninja Studios on Facebook. I do a hockey mask primarily, but I can do any kind of latex custom pieces, Hannibal masks. Yep. But Nightmare Ninja Studios on Facebook, hit me up. We'll make your nightmare come a reality.
And for whoever's listening and thinking about those masks, I could personally vouch for myself as I have purchased the mask for myself. I bought the Jason Goes to Hell mask. Mm. I received it. It is high quality. The detail is perfection, and the work is cut out for really what it is. You get for the price of what it is, it's very cheap. Honestly, like it's worth putting on your wall for nostalgia, memorabilia, everything. Like, honestly, the work is fucking on point. And Jackal Monkey, I want to personally thank you for the mask that you made me. It was amazing.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man. I really fucking appreciate that, brother. I really appreciate that.
I'm also a satisfied customer. I got a black light Jason mask. You throw a black light on this motherfucker, Jason goes to trippy hell.
I am not a customer.
Not yet.
Hey, not yet. Not you yet. Brick.
Not yet.
Hey, I've got a lot more shit in the works, man. So I'm pretty sure I'll end up throwing something up that you might be interested in, man.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Nightmare Ninja Studios over there on Facebook. Dom and Tom. What?
Tom talk about this one a little bit.
Tom, go ahead. Tell us about your shows. Tell us about BB3. Tell us about everything, sir.
All right. So as far as shows go, first and foremost, you can find me on YouTube. You can watch all my videos. They're cool. They're awesome. They're hip. All the kid cools are watching them. All the cool kids are watching. Yeah, I said that. I did.
All the cool kids
are watching them. So, you know, you want to be part of the cool kids and watch these videos because they're cool. I mean, if you don't want to watch the videos, just go hit the fucking subscribe button. Please hit that subscribe button and ring that damn notification bell. So it's youtube.com/thisistomsworld. All one word, no spaces, no punctuation. This is Tom's World. youtube.com/thisistomsworld. Anyway, there is also a show with Dom and I on Friday nights, 8:30 Eastern time on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Roots Bleed Red, Psychomantium 13, PBDC TV. Did I forget any of them? No. Well, and also on Dom and Tom's World as well. But you can also usually catch that on BB3 TV, which is the network that Dom, I, and Genevieve have started. And we, right now, currently, as we're talking, our second content artist has started their first show, and they're doing awesome. They're awesome guys off the cuff. Yeah. It's growing. It's growing quite quickly, actually, awesome. As far as the amount of likes. Networking, so definitely go check that networking. Out. Facebook.com/BB3TV. That's it. And then you're there. Just hit the like button. And then also Saturday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern time, you can catch This Is Tom's World live on all the same Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, Psychomantium 13, mm-hmm. all those. Mm-hmm. And we just go over the videos that I have in my video. We try to watch, but when we watch the videos, we try to listen to the videos too. But oftentimes, like the past show we just did, a lot of people are there talking and, you know, we just wind up not even listening to it. But then everybody can still go over to youtube.com/thisistomsworld and subscribe and hit the notification bell. And they can watch all that. And wow.
That wasn't even a soundboard.
Yeah,
that wasn't a soundboard. I actually watched Dom lift up to one side when that happened.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was stretching.
You weren't stretching, sir. All right, let's get.
I was stretching my sphincter.
Yeah, you were doing something. As mentioned in the trigger warning, in the beginning, we are going to talk about the Japanese suicide forest, also known as the Sea of Trees. A very, very crazy looking.
Love the way
place.
You put that, Otis. Love the way you put that. That's how they put it. Love it.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not primarily known as the Suicide Forest, but of course, the world famous fluffer articles from NLD. And we're going right down where you are at.
We're going to the Sunshine State. Welcome to Florida.
We're going
those rascally Floridians.
That's right. Here's something: a pocket dial to 911 bust three people, a son, a mother, and apparently, I think somebody that you know the mother was involved with. A Florida trio is facing narcotics manufacturing charges after one of the suspects pocket dialed 911 and a police operator stayed on the line for nearly a half an hour.
Can I ask a question here? Who the fuck pocket dials 911 and how?
How do you do that, right?
You figure some of those phones have those features. that if you do something to the phone or you do something, that it'll automatically dial 911.
No, very, very true. And how funny the little sound effect there, because the for nearly a half an hour they were listening to them quote talking about making and selling methamphetamines. The operator noted she detected a bubbling sound as if something was cooking.
They were all just hanging out in the dispatch like, listen to this, guys. Listen to this stupid fuck. They're talking about a drug deal, there's bubbling going on. They're all just sitting and listen, guys, listen. The fuck?
Volusia County?
Volusia. Volusia. I know exactly where it is.
County, yes.
The state.
Right. After a half an hour of being on call with the 911 operator, the sheriff's department from Volusia County peered through an open window. They spotted material indicating that the shed housed a methamphetamine lab, including a bottle that appeared to be smoking. Additionally, white smoke bellowed from the shed. It was just coming out of the shed.
On Eileen.
Better than Eileen. Oh, you.
Yeah. All right. So what do you got? Is meth a big thing down there in Florida, Dom? Because we see a lot of meth. We actually have two meth stories from Florida. So I have to ask.
So oddly enough, we live in a really huge meth area. There's police in my neighborhood all the time. There was a death a couple weeks ago. There were SWAT, but what are they called? Forensics everywhere, and then those sheriffs with meth and these crossed up drugs. I've had a couple friends pass away from getting involved in this type of shit with some assholes that don't give a shit about you. They, you know, some people have construction companies and shit. They just let them do drugs and they die off. And they actually left people in the streets and shit with needles on them, dying. Just a bad death area with meth and these fucked up drugs.
Well,
Florida sucks balls in outer space. Stay where the fuck you are.
Well, you know, it kind of worked out for these three. Deputies raided the structure and arrested Donna.
Oh, that's my friend, Donna.
Donna Nope, 55. Jason Nope, 32. And Thomas Stallings, 41. For manufacturing and possessing methamphetamine.
It'll be Dom's World Friday.
Right. Tune in. A search of the shed, cops noted, yielded all of the makings of an active meth lab, including coffee filters, a butane torch, batteries, drain opener, plastic tubing, hypodermic needles.
Sounds like a Friday night party to me, man.
And lithium strips, lighter fluid, plastic bags, and numerous plastic bottles containing a white substance.
If my friends don't come over with meth and Drano, they ain't allowed over.
Yeah, Drano.
I tell you what.
I'll tell you what.
Now.
Bring the Drano or you ain't allowed over, damn it.
That's right.
That boy ain't right.
on to our next. Jesus. On to our
apparently
next.
I was running.
We have another meth lab story. Meth lab was found in the pants of a suspect.
How do you have that?
God damn.
How do you have a meth lab in your pants? Well,
it's like the slowly heating under the balls of fermenting whatever it needs to be.
Okay, well, Jesus, here we go. A Florida man was arrested Thursday. I don't know if it's this past Thursday. After patrol deputies found an active methamphetamine lab in his pants leg.
Active.
It was active.
So he was cooking shit.
Right. Authorities received an anonymous call stating a subject was present that possessed methamphetamines. During their investigation, officers discovered an active, quote unquote, one pot meth lab in the pants leg of 23-year-old Ian Freudenreich.
Wow.
Freudenreich.
Freudenreich.
He was he was charged with manufacturing methamphetamine and trafficking it.
Now see, he was actually pretty brilliant. What he did was he just kept walking, I guess, and transferred the kinetic energy right. of him walking
that
to power this thing.
Fucking brilliant though. Think about it.
He didn't want to fucking electric bill, man.
You get your exercise, and you get to make money.
And you get to cook meth all at the same time. You cook it, so you know your customers are getting fresh product.
Fucking German engineering meth? Right there.
Right.
Yeah.
I got some ball meth. You want to try it?
Goddamn. Oh, that ain't right. anybody?
No,
got
that would be the swamp meth.
Right.
If it was the taint.
Oh God! Anybody got anything else they want to add to that? Because I got the main event coming up.
I'm good with that. Actually, I just want to stay clear of Florida. So fuck it.
Right.
Sounds good.
Boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the main event.
And this is actually a really, really old article. It goes back to October 23rd, 2014. So we're looking at, but it's funny as hell. And when I came across it, I figured this is NLD fluffer shit if I ever saw it.
And then he backed up and he's like, wow, I just came across that. That's
on
weird.
Eileen. And yeah. Boyd, when you see a headline like this, Boyd, all right, hold on. Did I hear a ding? No, I didn't. Boyd Corbin was once arrested for fighting a drag queen with a tiki torch, runs for Wilton Manor's mayor.
Fuck for me. I'll
get my mayor spot. I'll beat you in a tiki torch, motherfucker.
Right?
In high heels.
Since Halloween 2012, Boyd Corbin has not kept quiet. On that evening, 2 years ago, the Wilton Manor's resident donned an ironic KKK costume, grabbed a tiki torch, and went to the epic Georgie's Alibi holiday party. By the time the night was over, Corbin had gotten into a brawl with a drag queen, a scuffle that would eventually land him in criminal court facing felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, that being a tiki torch. So he was in a KKK costume and beats a drag queen with a tiki torch.
I mean, goddamn.
That sounds like the best Halloween costume ever.
Dude, I'm sorry. And, you know, I mean, look, I don't condone, you know, violence on,
of course
you know,
not. Of
anybody,
course not.
But
yeah.
That shit is funny. And I know there's going to be some people that's going to be like, that's not KKK. Funny, bro. That's insane.
Can you imagine dressed up as a KKK in high heels and you have a fucking tiki torch on you?
I mean, come the fuck on.
Some candy,
I mean,
motherfucker.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Good night.
I find it funny. I don't know.
I do, too.
And now he's running for mayor.
Right.
I mean, that's what's fucking hilarious.
And that's what I'm getting to. Ever since, he's been a constant presence in the town, making endless speeches about injustice of his case at the city commission meetings and handing out packets of information. But his one-issue assault on the town's political establishment has grown. Corbin is now running for mayor.
Corbin the tiki torch. I love it.
He's bound to win.
This has got to be Florida again, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
Of course.
You know, Durka.
This guy will be my mayor in a week. I won't even be able to leave Jersey. I'll have a new mayor.
Yeah, I do.
Unbelievable. All right. Look, we're going to take, this is something new that we're doing here. We're going to take a quick, like, 2 to 3 minute little break. We're going to give some love out to Psycho Bunny Death Cult. I don't have anything for Scurry Face right now, but and I didn't mention it in the beginning. But, yes, you can catch all these usual suspects here over there at Scurry Face every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, Psycho Bunny here, which you will hear the ad for, as well as Psychomanium. So with that, sit tight, guys. Hey, we'll be right back.
This is Mr. Applebite speaking. There is nothing wrong with your device. Join me here on Psycho Bunny DC. A delightfully dreadful consternation of horror content.
Head and free your mind. Ta-da!
Ta-da! Hey, it's me, Nick, the Psycho Mantis, coming to you live from Psycho Mantium 13. Join us here throughout the week for all things in audio, visual, and literary content. You can also find us on the World Wide Web at psychomantium13.com. Join Psychomantium 13 and enter the weird.
All right, there you go.
Enter
the fucking weird. And that's where you can find, again, the usual suspects here, 8 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. And now we can see our monkey.
You know
what that means, right?
I ain't seen that.
I got a big monkey, and I'm going to show you my monkey. I'm going to spank my monkey, and you're going to watch me spank my monkey. Yeah.
All
my
right.
Monkey.
Yeah.
You're going to watch me. You're going to watch me.
All right. We're going to be we're talking about the suicide forest. Well, I guess the Japanese way. How do they
Okihara.
Pronounce it? Yeah, that's right. Okihara, right?
Yeah, indeed, Okihara.
Tell us about it, Dom.
Well, weirdly enough, Japan is one of the highest suicide rates in the world.
It is.
This forest is an eerie one. It's so dense, twisted as you would go. There's no light. They say that when you breathe, it's this sound like is something's roaring,
right? Because it's so silent.
Yep, it's the silence of the forest. And I love the way you put it earlier.
Better than the silence of the lambs,
right? It's the sea of trees, brother. Right. The sea
and,
of trees.
And you know how it got that name, because from an aerial view, when the wind would blow, it would look like
it
waves.
It looks like water,
and
right.
Water,
yeah.
And waves over that. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's fucking beautiful, man.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous place. Actually, you go, you could take those sites to Mount Fuji. There's a lava plateau, and I believe there was a Navasora ice cave within those regions. But you got to go through the Death Forest itself to get there. And Otis will bring up the strings on the trees and shit, and why they're there. It's a really fucked up story.
Yeah, it is. Really. Go ahead, Tom.
And from the pictures that I've seen of the place, speaking from my perspective, as I've mentioned in my videos, that a lot of times when I go out to the different wooded areas, especially if it's new for me, I'm always mindful of what the branches look like around there, because I'm always looking for cool walking sticks. And and the branches in that forest are really cool. There's a lot of intertwined, like multiple branches and stuff like that. Right. That would be a cool staff for a walking stick. I would love to go there, but I'm not going to travel all that way just for a stick, damn it.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you really want to, you know, travel. It doesn't seem like a, you know, a fucking place you just want to, you know, go through. Jackal Monkey, what do you know about this place? I mean, would you go camping there?
I don't know if I would go camping there, brother, but yeah, man, it's I would like to go there for a few different reasons, but yeah, man, it's definitely like Dom was saying, it's eerie as hell, man. But at the same time, it's so fucking beautiful.
It really is. But
Jackal Monkey, I would camp there. I would.
Would you?
Word.
Yeah, I totally would for the nostalgia. I like the way he put that. Like, it's beautiful and shit like that. I would camp there, bro. Yeah, I would.
That's
eerie as fuck. Mrs. Dredge, how much do you know about suicide forest? Good Lord. Was that real?
Maybe.
All right.
I know nothing.
You know nothing? I mean, you probably heard some of what I was listening to.
Very little.
Very, very little. All right. Well, with that being said, Don has come out of the well. Welcome. Wow. I didn't know if you knew that we were doing a podcast by chance. Apparently not. You're eating Mexican tonight, I guess.
How was she?
Now, Don, what do you know about the Japanese forest known as the Sea of Trees, aka Suicide Forest?
I would go there, though.
Would you?
Yeah, I can't say that I would go very far, but I'd go there. Yeah. I think it would just be a neat experience to experience.
It would. It would. But it's very eerie. Go ahead, Don.
It would.
God damn.
It's a haunted forest.
I wouldn't say haunted. I mean, that's, you know, come on. Just because people died there, it makes it haunted.
Apparently, hundreds and hundreds of people have died there.
They have records of at least 200. You know, possibly more. I think in 2010 there was about 130 something, maybe that were discovered. And I mean, but okay, then that means every cemetery is haunted. What do you guys think? Just because people die places doesn't mean that place is haunted.
It goes back to paranormal investigations with that. You know, a lot want to stay away from the graveyards because. They want them to rest. Right. A corner of your house could be haunted. Like most people are like, oh, is this haunted, that haunted? The parallels of the universe kind of are up and down and diverse. Ghosts are everywhere. Mm. I do not feel that there's a spot that's more haunted than most. Now, this place, I think there's a nostalgia of the darkness with the forest. They said that these spirits that are there are vengeance, and if you cross off the wrong path, that they'll fuck with you,
right?
And that's where your demise may come in to play.
Did you hear about that, Mr. Don Blatt?
Yes,
man, you seem very solemn.
He's got so much information to give, he just can't get it out, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the chicken skins are blocking it from going from my brain to my mouth.
It's a very ancient forest where the elderly were dropped there because
people were
elderly people. And the elderly died there in a gruesome manner, you know, starvation and stuff like that.
Right.
Only was it a suicide forest, which was ritual, it was considered a honorable way to die back then.
Suicide by samurais, or, though, you know.
Harakiri.
Yeah. By all people.
Yeah, that was, Don, they died of dehydration, of suicide, and starvation. While you would take an elderly in the woods, I'm feeding off what you're saying. You take an elderly in the woods because of famine going on. When there was no more money to feed the mouths, they would take the weakest one to the woods, and that's how they would go to their demise. Mm-hmm. However, though, they would say that's a myth. I would say that it happened, to be honest with you.
I would too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jack-o-monkey, you actually, I think you know a little bit about that kind of stuff. Your brother was in the martial arts, knows a little bit about the Japanese culture. What do you know about this suicide force?
I know a little bit, man. Yeah, I'm pretty deep into the Japanese culture. A little bit. Man, it's one of those places that they stopped telling how many suicides there were to prevent people from further going and trying to try to beat the numbers. I don't know if that's what they were
the high score.
That's what they were getting at. But like Dom and Don were saying, like this.
Okay.
Well, centuries, thousand years, like in elderly people, and I'm assuming too that they also took like weak and children that were disabled and that kind of stuff. I imagine they probably dumped them off in the forest as well. Just some of the things that went on were fucking terrible, man. And I'm kind of. I wouldn't say skeptical because I do believe in spirits and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that places like that there's so much atrocity and fucking negative shit happened. It's almost like a gateway, like a fucking portal, I guess, if you would,
Great word to put it. A gateway.
You know, come into contact with us. And Dom was saying also, like, and I've heard that too, like, if you get off of a certain path in the forest, that a spirit will lure you out in the forest and they will make you get lost. Like,
they say regardless, if you get off the path there,
there's tapes and rope.
Yeah. That, and I was getting to that. Yeah. And I wanted you to talk about that, Dom. If you get off the path, they say it is so easy to get disoriented and get lost in a matter of minutes. For one, a lot of sunshine, they say, virtually none comes through these trees because it's so dense.
And which
almost acts as that sound barrier, as you alluded
to
earlier. Exactly. Yes. And there's virtually no animals there. It's not like dead, but it's so alive. But tell us, before we get to you, Tom, do you have anything that you want to add? Cause you're the only one that has, I don't think, said anything yet about this.
Right. It's definitely a sad place. I think the more, and they're right for not advertising how many suicides there were there, because the more you do that, the more attention it attracts to it. And then people who are already thinking about it. I'm sure people that live around there all know about the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it attracts more attention to it for that reason and only promotes that to continue. Mm-hmm. So we should stop.
The video, Tom, of the guy who was like, as we researched it, he's like, oh yeah. Hey guys, I'm in the, Okihara and shit like that. And then, I just got an Instagram message. Somebody liked my picture.
Yeah.
That's part of the video. It's like, come on, there's something serious.
And it was Instagram, funny. It was kind of funny because he was talking about how, it was so quiet there that, your breath and your breathing would feel like, or sound like, thunder or something like that. And then all of a sudden his Instagram notification goes off. There's something humorous about that.
Well, it's kind of funny when you talk about electronics. Go ahead, Tom, because I'm reading my notes right now.
No. I've seen a couple of videos over the years taken in there where people did mainly just stay on the paths and walk through. But, they had really good zoom lenses and stuff, and they were showing into the different areas of the forest and stuff. And it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
Um, Don, and I'd be afraid to leave a rope trail like Don was, or like Don was saying.
Yeah,
that's what they do. I wouldn't say that's what they do. It's real. There's cut off ropes on trees, bro. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, I thought you meant that would be a means of not getting lost, to like have a rope and have it tied.
Well, that's what they did. If they were indecisive, if they weren't sure whether or not they wanted to kill themselves, they would tie ropes around trees if they went off the path that way. If they decided to, you know, I'm not going to kill myself, they have a way to get out of the forest.
But if they, but then they have the rope right there. That's not a good thing to be in suicide forest.
Well, oddly, when Otis brought that up yesterday in our conversation, it's like there was like, ropes hanging. I'm like, oh yeah, that was to get back. He's like, no, there's twines hanging from the trees.
They look like the noose effect. Yes, that were hanging from trees that were cut, and the actual noose that went around the necks were found just below. And these were bodies that were found that they cut down, got rid of, but they still left the ropes. There was even in that very same video, and, you know, I wish I had, you know, the name of it, you know, offhand. Mm-hmm. But please, if anyone's by chance interested in this, you know, just, you know, go to YouTube and put in, you know, the, you know, Suicide Forest, Sea of Trees.
Oh, anything,
It will bring it up. But this guy actually, you know, he came across two things, which I thought was very important. He came across life, and he came across death, all in the forest. And this was a Vice video. And this guy claimed to, I mean, he said maybe it was, you know, a difference in translation. But he said that, you know, he was like, you know, National Guard. But they do have guardsmen that will patrol that forest to make sure people do not kill themselves. And before I get too far, I want to make note that as you enter this forest on this trail, there's a big sign. And of course it's written in Japanese, but it roughly translates to, you know, before you go on, think about your family, think about your children, think about those that love you, you know, that this is not worth it. You know, I mean, there's literally, and then it gives, you know, a suicide prevention, you know, number, contact these people, you're not alone type message, which I think, you know, speaks volumes for one.
Right.
Because, but anyway, this guy came across life and death. He came across literally skeletons with the fucking shoes still attached to, you know, the fucking feet. And they said this body was estimated to be there maybe, you know, 1 to 2 years, you know, roughly. And then he came across somebody in a tent in the middle of the path, which seemed odd to him. And he went and talked to this guy and was like, here, you know, I'm here and I'm trying to make sure that, you know, nobody comes here and kills themselves. You know, I'm trying to prevent that, you know. And the guy is, you know, trying to lift his spirits. He's like, you got food, you got this, you're going to be okay, blah, blah, blah. He was like, I want to make sure that, you know, you get out of here, all right. And I mean, that to me, I mean, sorry about the long rant, guys, but I think that speaks volumes, all right, because, you know, you came across death and life all in the same trip.
I want to ask a stupid question. I want to put myself in the line here. And this is live. I mean, this is going to everyone. And please tell me if I'm wrong or if the same mind view may set in. Knowing this place is of despair, and you go there for a reason of leaving, why haven't they burnt this place down? Why don't they make a park as far as like a big square, as far as like saving your life? You know, things like that.
I get that, kind of flip the script. I want to hand this one to Don, Mr. Don Black. We haven't heard a lot from him, so let's hear from you on that. Why don't you think that they, you know, haven't either burnt it down or at least turned it into a memorial for life versus, you know, kind of this
a suicide forest?
I think because of it being a natural force.
Right.
They just do not want to burn it down. It's a nature preservation. It's right at the base of Mount Fuji.
Yes.
So I believe that all the land just being protected in general, and they want to leave it there as a natural, like any other national park or federal park, going in and you can't just go out and burn a federal park because somebody kills them.
I get that. I totally understand that.
And not only that, as we've also mentioned, the history in that particular forest. I think Jackal Monkey alluded to it. Dom, you alluded to it. Don, I think you even talked about it. I understand what you're saying, Dom. I really do. But it is strange. What intrigues me about this particular story is why this forest, and it only takes me back to the history of it. Okay. That people would, take their, elderly or whatnot there. It's like, why not? I mean, if you are that distraught and that headstrong, and of course, none of us here advocate that. As a matter of fact, we advocate for suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one that has suffered in the past due to so. I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but why wouldn't they? Why would they travel and to a forest versus? Yeah. In their home, there is some kind of allure to this forest, and something tells me that it's much more than just history. What do you think, yes. Mrs. Dreads?
I think it has a lot to do with the fact of what it's classified as. It's classified as a suicide forest.
See, exactly.
You think about it, and the fact that anybody says that if you have talk about the density of the forest itself, and you go in there, I mean, it could be. The fact of people going in there, getting lost, and then your mind's eventually going to go because there's no noise.
That's a very good point.
I mean, it's like,
and they say that's perpetual spirit, like Mrs. Dreads, like you're hitting something right on the head right there.
I agree.
And they do say that the place is kind of haunted. It's said. I mean, and I guess that would go to figure for a lot of those who do believe in the afterlife.
Sure.
That if they were sorrowful enough to go into this place, knowing what it is, knowing what they were going to do to themselves, then that they would just continue to punish themselves for all eternity by just only being there. But I have to question the guy who the video you were talking about, how he supposedly went into this forest, and then he got an Instagram message. Now it's said that the soil is like rich with magnetic iron, which plays havoc on any cell phone reception at all for anything. So he may not have been in that forest. He might have just been bullshitting.
Which kind of paranormal activity, Tom, with the magnetic soil and shit
that. It does. Like, for those who are in that field, they do say that there are certain things that will fuel. The activity, the magnetic soil can be one, running water can be another. What's that type of stone? I can't remember. There's a certain type of stone that grows in the ground normally, and if it's rich in that, they say that will fuel it as well. But I can't remember what the name of that rock.
Limestone.
Limestone.
Limestone. Yeah. Well, here's my thing. Now, Tom, you're saying that, I mean, you said if he was, in fact, in that forest, the footage that I saw, you could see the tape, you could see the ropes and everything. He went off the path. I'm going to say, because, I mean, this is a British guy from the UK that, has lived in Japan for quite some time. So, I think to question whether or not he was there, I believe he was there. And he also said that, in some spots he could get enough signal to literally bring up his internet. So maybe he's, you know, disproving some of the claims, all right, that maybe the paranormal, community would like to, well, that's why, because, you know, this is, you know, the heavily magnetic soil and the paranormal taking out our, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's just how the soil is.
He was broadcasting from there.
Right, and it's a fact that most of the soil there is magnetic type soil.
Sure.
And that it does mess with the cell phone reception.
Absolutely.
You know, that not a paranormal claim at all. Just like one of the facts that they had listed about it that I saw.
Right.
And and that's why I said I gotta kinda call maybe bullshit. Either that or he wasn't that far into the forest and he was just making it look like he was to be cool for a video and get views.
And that's very a plausible, you know, statement for sure.
If he was in the same woods.
Go ahead, Don.
It could have something to do with the electromagnetic field.
Sure.
Ley lines, natural ley lines to the earth, around the globe. It could have something to do with that too, you know, the storage of energy.
I'm not sure if a ley line, you know, passes through there. I don't know if anybody knows about that or not.
Well, all I want to say is in the year 2000, there were 70 to 100 deaths discovered. I want to hear everyone's opinion on that one.
70 to 100 deaths in the year 2000. I mean, and here's the thing. I don't, you know, it's stated that even a lot of people that are, you know, that live in that area, don't go to this place. I mean, they're told as small children to stay away from it, that it's a scary place. You never go there. So most of the people that, you know, these 60, you know, 70 to 100 deaths or whatever the figure was, were probably 9 times out of 10, not even people indigenous to that area. Maybe they came from outside of that area to take and you know, do something like that. That's all I got to add on that.
It's something that you brought up the other day when we all were researching a little bit. You said that when people go to visit this place, that they're happen to stumble on belongings of the long dead, possible bones.
Yes.
All of the natures, you know. Otis, how would you feel about that, brother? Like, if you go to a park with some of this shit.
Knowing that this park was infamous for that?
Yeah, that's
and
a
then,
thing.
Then, like, I mean that's very eerie to me, and that's very deep, and I guess somewhat fucking, you know, personal, if I'm going through a place where, you know, people flock to, you know, kill themselves sometimes by the hundreds, you know, a year. I'm going to be a little fucking taken back because that hits very, you know, personal, for me, but that's how I would go about it. Mr. Monkey, Jack L, that is, how would you feel about that?
Yeah, I've seen some pretty fucked up shit in my life. I don't want to go into detail about all that stuff.
That's
but,
another podcast.
I mean, oh yeah, oh shit, more like fucking 50. Fucking,
we're set.
Yeah, man. Oh, for sure. But yeah, man, I mean, like you're saying, I mean, you're going into that place knowing, basically, you kind of know what you're getting into whenever you, if you're planning on going there. So, I mean, you're bound to see something like that. And I mean, it's fucking tragic, man. Like, I would feel terrible. You know what I mean? For finding, you know, someone who's not alive anymore, you know, finding their belongings or even worse, finding them, you know, but
sorry,
that wasn't robots. Them.
Yeah.
Come to the forest.
I mean, It's fucking terrible, man. But yeah, I mean, if you're going into a place that's known for that kind of stuff, I mean, you better buckle up and get ready, because you're gonna be in for some shit.
Exactly. Don, how would you feel, Mr. Black Unrain? How would you feel, you know, walking through a particular place? And now, Mrs. Dredge, you've already heard the question asked twice, and you're next, so start thinking. But, Don, how would you feel about walking into not necessarily this forest, but maybe just a state park or something that has the unfortunate notoriety that this particular forest has, where people go and take and end their life? How would you feel about walking through something like that, maybe stumbling upon somebody who's passed away or their, you know, possessions?
A very solemn, very sad feeling.
Kind of like how you've been, you know, talking to us all night.
Sobering awakening to, I'd say, to find somebody like that. I've never personally found anybody like that, but if I did run up on something like that, it would be a very sad awakening of how things, especially in like y'all were talking about in 2020, where there was 70 to 100 deaths.
2010.
It would just be very. It would 2000. It would. Is it okay?
Anyway, it doesn't even matter the year.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny, Don, you're talking about that in a way. Like, all right, 70 to 100 deaths. All right, so one forest feels like that. Yeah, there's 70 to 100 deaths a year. What, something I have not experienced in my life, what does Normandy, like, beach feel like? What does Nam feel like? Those lands and shit like that.
Blood-soaked land.
Forest, like, yeah. Yes, of course, it's like a suicide forest. They go there to die, but, like, what does the atmosphere feel like on Normandy, fucking Vietnam, Korea, all that type of shit? Like, what the fuck does it all hold? You know?
Yeah.
Right.
I guess it would be like visiting the battle, like up in Gettysburg.
Dude, I knew you were going there.
We know people that go to Gettysburg to actually release, like, it's their, like, our friend Taryn, she's actually on right now. On BB3, she loves to go there just to release all the tension in her life. Like, when she goes there, and even before she was part of the paranormal community, she loved to go there. And then that was her heaven. So she found peace there somehow.
Right.
In all that bloodbath that happened all those years ago.
Man. So crazy. Yeah. Like, with all hurt, all suffering, you can imagine the screams in the air under the moon of surgeries with cannonballs getting hit to your fucking kneecaps. And today, like, we get to enjoy it.
Sniper cannonballs.
Right.
I know. We get to enjoy it, like, as a beautiful landscape atmosphere, and they suffered.
Yeah, yeah.
What a fucking nostalgic atmosphere.
Mrs. Dredge, how would you feel about walking through, you know, again, like a state park or something, knowing that
holds such a history?
Yeah.
I think it'd be heartbreaking. I mean, in any of those atmospheres, in that forest and Gettysburg, any place like that, you go there, you're going to get that feeling of sorrow, because you're going
to
you're going to feel bad for what happened, for what the history of it brings. I mean, you go to,
I mean, I hear Vietnam's beautiful now. I mean,
let me love you long time.
Anything you want.
But you go there, and I mean,
goddamn.
I guess depending on the place that you're going, you're gonna have different feelings. Also, yeah. I think with, like, Gettysburg and them, you're gonna get that sentimental, proud feeling of knowing what happened there, and
a very sobering. I can't remember who said that, but I think that was absolutely perfect. You know, it's a very, very sobering, feeling Don had mentioned, you know, and it is. I mean, it kind of, like, really brings you back down to earth. With just, you know, a few minutes left in the podcast, Before we get to some last minute shout outs, I just want to say again, you know, we've been talking about some pretty horrible things, namely suicide. So, again, remember, you are not alone. Please reach out to somebody. It is not worth it. If you have, you know, by some reason, for some reason, you have nobody to reach out to, you always have the suicide prevention lifeline. That number is 1-800-273-8255. You're not alone. This was a pretty good discussion. Again, as Don mentioned, very sobering, in a sense.
I can't
imagine, you know, again, you know, me going through what I've gone through, it really puts, I guess, that little price tag, you know, on your life, man. Life is too fucking short. Don't sweat the small shit, you know. There's always somebody out there. So that being said, let's start with Don. Don, you were a little late. I'm glad that you joined us. Tell us a little bit about D&J Vapors, sir.
Go get you some chiller juice to put in your mouth.
Oh my god.
Chiller chicken juice.
You gotta get that taste in your mouth.
Oh my goodness. Where can we check out Chiller? Speaking of Chiller Juice, where can we check him out?
Chiller the Clown is on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.
TikTok.
You can check TikTok. Him out sometimes on NLD, Knights of Living Dread, Psychomanium, Psycho Bunny, Death Cult, BB3 TV. All the affiliates for those channels.
Bam.
Sometimes I make appearances on Tom's World.
On Tom's World. Hey, good segue there, Tom. Where can we see Tom's World?
Yes, Tom's World Live can be found on Psycho Bunny Death Cult, Psycho Bunny DC, Psychomanthium 13, Roots Bleed Red, PBDC TV every Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. You can find me and Dom also on the same channels at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fridays for Dom and Tom's World. Fun show. We interview people. It's a good time. You'll like it. Come on by. Check it out.
Awesome.
You can also find us on Dom and Tom's World. And you can find my YouTube at youtube.com/thisistomsworld. All one word. No spaces. No Bam. Punctuation.
Hey, Dom, you got anything to add to that?
I do, and I'm going to take a different approach to this because I've been in the situation of what we talked tonight. You could find me at BB3 TV at this point right now. Tom said the rest.
Yeah, but I left that for you.
For anyone who feels that, you know, they're uncomfortable in life, they're going through some shit, as I've been through, straight up, and you don't feel like being here anymore, just find me. We could talk it out. You don't have to go to authorities and shit like that. Just find me.
There you go.
Dominic Senatero. Like, I'll sit with you all night fucking long if you need.
Appreciate that,
fucking
brother.
Fucking A-Rod, brother.
Jack O'Muggy, where can we get a mask, my friend?
You can get you a badass mask from Nightmare Ninja Studios over on Facebook. I do props and stuff, too. If anybody wants a badass mask, hit me up. We'll make your nightmares become a reality.
Bam, get some of that. And, of course, you can catch this podcast as well as the other 101. This is episode 102.
Woo!
102.
Night Living Dreads. Dreads of No Way. NightLivingDreads.com on Spotify, on Stitcher, Facebook, group, and page. We'll talk
There's
to
no
you.
A in it, man.
No, man. We'll talk to you next week.
No fucking A.